Good morning, this is Nigel, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. While getting into the weekend, the Nifty managed to hold on to the 11,700 mark, though it appears this morning the Nifty will open well below that level and on the back foot. The US markets ended with strong gains as the jobs report looks strong and unemployment is down to its lowest levels we've seen in half a century. But late on Sunday night, US President's tweet has trumped the bulls, as he said that tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese goods will increase to 25% on Friday from 10% currently, and has cited slow progress in trade talks with China. Indian-listed IT stocks underperformed on Friday as Cognizant nearly halved its guidance. The stock has corrected nearly 18% in the past two sessions and lost more than $7 billion in terms of market cap. This in turn could result in IT stocks going under some pressure. So short point, global cues look a little shaky early this morning. Most Asian markets are trading with sharp cuts. The Chinese market in fact is down more than 2%, while the SGX Nifty is indicating a cut of around 50 points. Now the FIs have been driving this market higher, but on Friday they offloaded close to 400 crores in the cash market, while the DIIs net bought close to around 50 crores. Hence institutions were net sellers to the tune of around 350 crores. Now though in the derivatives market they continued to remain bullish as they added longs, they bought more calls than puts, and they wrote more puts than calls. Overall, indicators from the derivative market indicate bullish sentiment from the FIIs. In terms of levels, the first level of support comes in at its 200 DMA, that's at around 11,670, and that's the level the bulls have been defending, though the 11,550 should serve as a near-term base. Now on the upside, resistance is seen at around 11,850-odd. That's the recent high on the Nifty. Now stocks in news today include HUL, as the stock has been under pressure going into its numbers on the back of subdued numbers coming in from Dabur and Britannia. But HUL's numbers look pretty much in line. The volume growth came in at around 7%, and CLSA has termed the numbers as not bad, which could result in a good reaction. CLSA has also upgraded Godrej Consumer to buy, as they believe the recent stock performance already builds in the weak fundamentals. Key results we're looking at today include ICICI Bank and Bharti Airtel from the Nifty pack, while Marico, Gujarat Gas, Godrej Agrovet, Wockhardt, Chennai Petro and FirstSource are results expected from the broader markets. ID stocks will be in focus owing to Cognizant slashing its guidance. Additionally, NIT Tech will react to its numbers, which appeared a little bit lower than what the street was working with. While L&T Tech, the quarter four numbers were in line with estimates, with dollar revenue growth guidance of around 14 to around 16% for the coming fiscal, that as well looked pretty much in line. From the banking and financial space, Federal Bank numbers beat estimates, led by asset quality improvement. The slippage ratio was the lowest we've seen in the past 15 quarters, though the loan growth was a tad bit subdued at sub 20% for the first time in the past 11 quarters. LIC Housing Finance, on the flip side out there, the asset quality was disappointing. Its gross NPAs moved in higher on a sequential basis, though there was some improvement that was seen in the net interest margins. From the chemical space, Tata Chemicals numbers were better than what the street was working with, while Deepak Nitrite reported a strong set of numbers. In other results, Birla Corp and Sheela Foam, both of them delivered margin expansion the fourth quarter, which looked pretty good. From the pharma space, Cadila Health will be in focus as the US FDA issued 14 observations for its Moraya unit. That's rather, you know, an important unit because that unit contributes nearly around 60% to its US revenues. Finally, auto sales came in from Force Motors, and that delivered a degrowth of around 6% on a year-on-year basis. Now the SGX Nifty is indicating a downtick of around 50 points to kickstart trade. Let's see whether or not at some point of time the bulls come in to buy that dip. This is Nigel signing off and wishing you a good Monday and a rocking week ahead.